You didn't even notice I walked in, did you? So focused, so stern, clicking away at that keyboard like a good little employee. Except you have been checking your phone every 10 minutes. Scrolling through those filthy little messages I sent you this morning. You like the one where I said I wasn't wearing anything under my coat? Yeah? You wanna know a secret? I'm still not. Now you can't stand up. Can you? Hard under your desk, with your boss just two doors away. God, you're so easy. And I could crawl under this desk right fucking now. Let my lips hover over your cock, close enough that you feel the heat of my breath. Close enough to make you shake, and then just stop, pull away, and leave you there, aching, throbbing, undone, while I fix my lipstick and walk out like nothing happened. And you're gonna sit there for the next hour. Leaking into your pants, trying to remember how to type. But you don't get that. Not yet. Hands off your cock. You're at work. Be professional. No, baby. I know how hard it is. I know how badly you want it. But think of how sweet it'll be later when I finally let you touch me. And until then, I'll just sit on your desk, cross my legs slowly, hike my skirt up just enough to show you how wet I am, and talk about all the things I'll do to you when you've earned it. Now, turn around, keep typing, and try to focus while I touch myself 3 feet away from you without making a fucking sound. Good luck, baby. Look at you. Your hands on your keyboard, but your eyes, they just keep drifting to my thighs, don't they? Poor baby. You're trying so hard to be good. But I know you're imagining me with my fingers between my legs right now. Imagining how wet they'd sound if I really started playing with myself right here on your desk while you type up a quarterly report. But I'm not touching myself yet. I want you to suffer with the thought of it. That sticky, throbbing pressure in your cock building, knowing I'm right here, dripping for you. And you can't do a damn thing about it. Every second you sit there, not touching me is a second. I'm getting wetter and wetter and way more fucking desperate. And when I finally let you take me, you're gonna be so fucked up from holding back. You'll forget your own name. Oh, did I just open my legs a little? Oops. No, baby, don't look. Eyes on the screen. Don't you fucking dare turn around. And I said no touching, no peeking, just listening. You hear that? That little fucking noise I make. That's me dragging my nails up my inner thigh. So close to where I want them, but not quite. Now I'm wetting my fingers, nice and slow, dragging them up my stomach, over my chest. God, it's so hard not to moan for you. But if I moan, you'd lose it, wouldn't you? You'd push your chair back, drop to your knees, bury your face between my thighs, and beg me to let you fuck me in this office. But I'd still say no, because this isn't about what you want. This is about control. And I love knowing that just my voice, just the idea of me, has you soaked and pre-cum and dizzy with need. Alright, baby, stand up. Come here. No, no, don't get excited. You're not getting off. I just want to whisper something in your ear. When we get home, you're gonna lie back, tie your hands to the headboard, and watch me touch myself for as long as I want. And you won't come until I tell you to. Now go back to your chair. Sit down. And try not to squirm.